The Maaseh of Rashi makes it a little bit easier. You're so close that sometimes it's hard to talk. So, before I start, I just want to mention that the Gevaldike Nondkeit of the Rosh Hashiva of Baltimore with Rosh Hashiva Baron. This is several years ago when they had the annual Yerchei Kala on the President's Week. They come to learn the 2 days, and everyone with the Balabatim. It was a Nerdic anticipation that the Rosh Hashiva was coming to shine the event, and I was in the yeshiva. It was a tremendous covet for the yeshiva that we felt it, and befrat the special kesha, the ksharim from the youth and till today, that the Rosh Hashiva of Baltimore and the Rosh Hashiva of Chaim Berlin had together. And it made a nerdic roshim, and people were talking. We learned a lot of things from the Rosh Hashiva, and how he came, and how he bring with the Rosh Hashiva, and bechalal the divrei Torah. It made a gevaldik roshim. Before I start talk about the Rosh Hashiva, I just remember years ago in Baltimore celebrated the Chag HaYovel, the 50th anniversary. Of Ner Yisrael, so it was a Nerdic event, and the Rosh Hashiva Reb Aaron, that's how he was invited to come say the shir. I remember he was accompanied by Reb Chaim Yitzchak Kaplan, Hagoyin Hagadol, the Chevron of Mashkiach, Magid Shir and Pachad Yitzchak, Rav Tolly Kaplan, Azun. And at that time he wasn't so public. He wasn't going all over. He was in the Beis Medrash with the yeshiva, and you know, it was a big thing, and everybody wanted to know what happened. How was it? And he said his shiur on Rabbeinu Ephraim in Beya that was printed in the Kibbutz Meisharim. It was Gevaldik Shtickel. And they say that with the young, they were learning Beya, and they said the younger light here, they were in the spoil, and they had such a hanor and such a tainug. And they say also, I'm the same way I heard, that Moron, Agoyin Rav Rudiman Zatzal, who was such a close chavit to Rav Shiva Rav Hutna, they were together in building Torah in America. He was also spoiled from the shtickle, and he said wunderbar, wunderbar, and he said something to the effect how unique his oifen of learning is. And as I was sitting here, I remember that, you know, there are some pictures, you know, of the Rosh Hashiva Reb Aaron, especially from years ago, the beautiful pictures, portraits, that smile and everything. But I had a picture. They had a picture. When he said the shir over here, and it was like a serious picture, and like when I saw that picture, I didn't have other pictures. I grabbed that picture and I said, I need this picture, because that was the demos of the Rosh Hashiva saying the shir, and he was saying the shir in Baltimore. So just to say that's my picture of the Rosh Hashiva and the picture that of how he looked in this Beis Medrash. That's my picture. Okay. The Maaseh, the Rosh Hashiva said everything, because the Rosh Hashiva said it. But just, maybe with the top, I'm here to say something. I want to just start with the Pasuk, Chachma Me'ayin Timotze. That Chachma Me'ayin Timotze, where could you find the Chachma? Pasuk in Niyoyf. And, what does it mean? Because Chachma is not a Davar Mamoshi. To the Charuchnius. In this Welt, you have everything. But Chachma Antimotzi, you can't find it here. It's not in the Welt. Where is it? So some Farshim say it's coming from a Makam Nista. Vahalt Nazach. Maybe it's a Tifa Art. Somewhere not in Adalam Hazadik and Makam. The Malbim says it's in the Himmel. It's in the Shemayim. The Seichel Elikim. But it's by the Eibishter. It's in the Milamayla. By the Eibishter. And even though it's Milamaila, but obviously has a gewaltig influence in this world. Because the world unto itself, like the Mesillat Yesharim says, Afriyas Hagashmi is gas. That the Gashmi has no form, has no meaning. It's gas. And the Seichel, like the Maral explains, and Rashiva would explain all the time, that the Seichel gives Surah to the Welt. The Seichel gives meaning, gives definition. With Seichel, you can take a piece of matter and make it into a Kli. With Seichel, you can take the Welt and make it into a Kli for Kavod Shemayim. With Seichel, you make a person into a Kli of Kavod Shemayim. So there's a kesh of avada between the Gashmi and the Seichel, but the Vorda, it's a Himmelzach. It's a Himmelzach. The reason why the Pasuk came to mind, it's many years ago, but when we were still in the old Beis Medrash, I just remember, like being a storm, I was talking to the Rosh Yeshiva in the Beis Medrash, and somehow came up this Pasuk, Hachach Mamayim Timotze, and then he said, Unasay Muznai. I'll be honest, I do not remember what he said. I don't know if I understood what he said. Obviously, a tiefer Zach. But if someone could say, Azoy Muzain, if I state the Zach, because he was Shailut on Seichel. He was an Ish Seichel. The Mai said, so when a person learns, so he has to learn, he learns with Chachma, with Seichel, Kafi, the amount of Seichel he has, that's how much he's Makusha Milamaila. But Me'er Seichel is more Makusha, more Makusha. I know regular people, like most of us, when we learn, Shalul Gemara, so we start from the bottom up. When we start, we don't really know what's going on, and we try, make a breakthrough, especially a little bit, a little more, until finally we have a Besatzura and Sa'inyan with a lot of Amelis, a lot of Haravanya, and Siat Dishmaya, through the Rabbeim, and through the Tobel Chazerim. But in the Lamaisa, so the Rashiva of Marin, we had a Gvalaga Koyach HaChachma, Koyach HaSeichel, but I'm not saying that I saw it, but there's what other people say, the people who really know about him, his hashkafa rishayna in Torah, when he learned the Shtukul Gemara, it went way beyond what regular people would learn with all the haravanya, the nekuda they'll reach, with the gevaldige seichel haTorah. It was like a pure das Torah. He read the words, he had tveshtanin. I'm just saying the derech, for the hasaga shabbai, not being medama. You know, the Aras HaMeach said about the ksais. He says, "What's the difference between me and the ksais?" Aras HaMeach said, "Ich bekiyas." Like the Aras HaMeach. So it's bavus that he said, "Yeah, but the ksais had the under a rajba." Yeah, the ksais had everything was different. The different havana was a different mitzias. The different havana is a different dimension in the Torah, and the fiyar kainu. That's how we felt. People knew the Rosh Yeshiva. I'm saying it because that was his like the Rosh Yeshiva said. That was the godless. He was a goyin. That was part of his. That was godless and grew from over there. When he would learn. You felt that every svara, sometimes you say svara when you're learning the Inyan, and it's a good svara, but as you go on, you see that that's not the svara. You modify it, it's a new svara, you have to say something new. But it seemed that when he learned, it was a correct Tiridika svara, it was a correct Tiridika Ashkafa. That you can be Masik Shemaitz Aliba, it carried itself until the halacha. I'm just saying what we were margish, what we saw, and you know he's a big thinker, and he was like and he was, the Rashiva said Nerika Koyach Harikus, and he thought before he spoke, and sometimes people thought, well, he takes time, you know, it takes time for, but the Maya said it was a blitz, and I heard Magid Yishir say, and you know during the Shiva, that right away had the sugya. But people, he had the Indian. He knew the Indian. He had to be worked out. I was going to say in a second. The Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal Rav Fortner used to say that the expression holding and learning. You'll be holding and learning. And Rav Fortnig is to say, and you're holding in the sugya. It's not the pshat that you're holding in the sugya. The sugya has to hold you. The sugya is holding you. And there's the madrega. The sugya holds you. You're in the sugya. The sugya is holding you. The sugya is the place. But the truth is that wasn't the Rosh Shiva. It was more than that. It was aims with the sugya. It was an identity. They say from a Baruch Ber that somebody was sitting by a drasha, and someone said the Torah is the oxygen for Klal Yisrael, for a Yid. It's oxygen. That means if you wouldn't need oxygen, you'd be able to live. No, the Torah is the blood. That's the Chaim Alein. The Torah is the Chaim Alein. Like you see by Gedolim, you see that the Torah is Ains. It's one. That he didn't rely on his Gevaldika Tfisa, which I'm sure came through the Haravanya, of course, aside from being so brilliant. But he didn't rely on that. Then he went to work. Every sugi started from scratch, like you're supposed to, and worked hard, and to get the Rashi, the Toys, the Masha, and work out the Pshat. If you didn't work out the Pshat, how could you know? How was it Shaykh? And it was something, not in the Kuda. The harder the better. We shy away from the hard points. Part of it is we get smart to be aiming on it. But by him, the harder, more geschmack, oh good, then more amelis, to work it out. A hard, shvera sugya. I think Zman in Gittin is supposed to be a very shvera sugya. Supposedly he sent the kuntras to Rosh Shiva on the sugya of Zman, a very long kuntras on that sugya, with most people can't make heads or tails out of it. He didn't like shortcuts. You know, today sometimes we take shortcuts there. Somebody svarim. By him, the whole learning was mekoriistic, shiroshiistic, from scratch, from the sources, from the rishonim and the gedolei achronim. That was the learning. Of course, we learn other things. When I first came to yeshiva, you know, so I used to learn. I try to learn the sugya. You know, as a bacha, I would look in the Reb Shimon and the Maftali and try to get what the yeshiva she yisaid this and the raid. When I came to hear shir by the Rosh Shiva of Marin, everything became so clear. Everything was so grundlich. It was so grounded in the Gemara, and was so MS. All the kinks, all the difficulties. He had to work hard, but he made things as very clear. It's such a clear kite. He would learn the Rishonim. Let's say you would have a Rajman, a Ramban. You see, in this figure, there are three machlokes and four machlokes. He would find in each region, not very often, the starting point of their sugya. They had a certain kasha, and therefore they answered a certain way, and mail through that. Because of that, you see differences in different areas in the sugya, all grew out of that starting point. And the Ramban had a different starting point, Rashi had a different starting point. I'm just trying to depict, it's a kind of an amel, it's hard to copy the style. But you knew that you have to learn good. I think that Hagan Pinchas Khan said over that when he was young, Haravaya Ramnik was a big Eloi that was a Ramin in Chaim Berlin then. It was the Grace of Lamden in that time. And Baron said that he's from the big Eloyim. And he, in order to get in, maybe one version he was 12, one version was 14, Rav Pinchas, von Sein Gesund and Stark, that in order to get in, so he had to say over Rav Chaim, a Shver Rav Chaim. Someone said it was Rav Chaim in Beyer, but he had to say over Rav Chaim. So he was a big Baal Kishon, but he couldn't do it. He went to Rav Shiva, Rav Marin, when he was a Bacher, maybe you could learn the Rav Chaim with me. He said, fine. But first, you have to learn the sugya. You have 2 weeks to prepare. So they take out the gemara and they learn the sugya, the gemara, Rashi, Tosa, and the Rishonim, and the 2 weeks are up. And the next day, he has to have the Reb Chaim. So he goes to Reb Chaim. What I need tomorrow? He says, okay, good. So we'll do it tonight. No problem. He says they took out to Rav Chaim. This is what he says. In 20 minutes, they went to Rav Chaim and then klar v'tog. Because he learned up the Gemara. He knew the Gemara as like good. Mele, Rav Chaim follows from the Gemara. That's how Rav Chaim got to all his chedushim. That was the way of learning. Everything has to be shiroshiistic, makariistic, because that's what he was. He was a shiroshiistic, makariistic person that was dubbed to the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal. He took things that were very difficult. That's the way he read things. You read a Ramban. Vosak the Ramban. First of all, sometimes you don't know what it's saying even. But he right away he had a reading on it. A Shmar Ramban and Chumash. He had a reading on it. I heard that in Shiva, some great Magid Yishir by us, they said that the Rosh Hashiva of Utna was in the Pachad Yitzchak, the Machshava, the Baal Machshava, that he was made for the Torah of Maral. Everyone knows the Utna's godless Bechlal in this area. He said, until I learned, the Zlimta Rosh Hashiva told me this, that he said, until I learned with the Rosh Hashiva, I told Rav Aaron, I don't understand what the Rosh Hashiva is saying. I know what he's saying, I don't have a handle on it, I don't know. So he sat down, and 2 years they had a seid in the Pachad Yitzchak, and that opened up the whole Indian to him. Because of that gewaltige koyach hachachma, it appeared that he was mamish, he was mekusha to the sherashi hachachma, it was a chacham be'etzem. And that's what he imparted to Talmidim. In the Pachad Yitzchak Shvuas, the Beshira Hodna, he brings the Sifri, the Ketzah Derech Avasai. How do you reach the Avas Hashem? So that's the Sifri. V'haftei Hashem alakecha, v'hoyu advarim ha'ela. Alavav. That through Limud HaTorah, that's how you reach Avas Hashem. So the Baal Pachad Yitzchak is medayik, and what's the Talmud Torah which state? V'shinantim levanecha. It doesn't say just you're learning. It means v'shinantim levanecha, it's to be a melamed, the melamed Torah. When we're talking about the Avas Hashem, the shbitz in Avas Hashem is melamed Torah. Then you go weiter. So the pasuk says v'shan levanecha, and Chazal darshin elu talmidim. So he wants to bring out the kesha between why we're learning out the Avas Hashem and this drasha from Mishinantam, and why Dafka here was saying that Levanecha Elu Talmidim. So he says, anything that you could acquire in this world, any kinyan that you could be roichish in this world, you can get min azulus. You can get from anyone. There's nothing in this world you can't get from someone else. There's only one zach, there's only one thing in the world that you can't get from somebody else. And that's the chayim alein. Person can't get his chayim just from anywhere. It has to be dafka from the father. Dafka from the father, that's where he gets his chiyas. So Zokta Vazoi, that if someone learns Torah, and Torah could be the most precious thing to the person, it's the yikarim mi pneinim. But if the way a person relates to Torah is that it's just another kinyan that is in the veld, the most coveted kinyan, but it's just another kinyan in the veld, if that's how he relates to Torah, it's not shaykh that he should become a ben. He could learn Torah from a rebbe and learn a lot of Torah. It doesn't make him into a ben. Only if the way he relates to Torah, that Torah is the ikka chayim. Torah is the whole chiyus of the mensch. That's what that's the Torah's chayim by him. That's the chiyus. Oh, it's his chiyus. So now when he learns by a rebbe, the rebbe is being mahava him. The rebbe is making him into is giving him chayim, because that's his whole yakas to Torah. That the Torah is the chayim. Then that's how we say. Then we're going to say that mishnan levanecha. And when a Rebbe learns the Torah, and it's like, he was mahavid this person, it's because it's a chayim alein. This is the Havana, what it means, a Talmud Eitzel Rabbi. That he recognizes that he gets his whole chiyus from the Rav. So then the Rosh Yeshiva explained, now you can understand the connection, that Avos Hashem was being masmich to Melami Torah, and that Rosh of Elu Abonim, because like the Gemara says in the Dorim, that by a Ben Hasnua, if Chas V'Shalom, the two people were living together and there's not, there's strife, but, and they live together, it's like a Pagam and the child, it's a Pagam. But the reverse, a Ben Ahuva, that offspring has the Gvaldiga Maila from that the way it's coming, the Hesavas of this child is coming through Ava. The medium of which this child is being created through Ava Shavsech Bonim, the Shavsech of Vlad. So that's the pshat. That since when you're learning Torah with a Talmud, and in order for him to become like a Ben, it's the pshat, it's his whole chiyus. So the Rebbe is being Mahavis chiyus, so Mele has to be Ba'ava. Just like in the biology, when you create a child at the medium through Ava, and that creates a Bonim Ulam. So how much so by learning Torah, there's an Ava mitzad the one who's giving the chiyus. And by the Talmud, that's the Chayim Alein. So, Shinantim Levanecha, Elal Tamidim. The Tamidim become Bonim, boy, Vahav to Eis Hashem Alekecha. Like was mentioned by the Rosh Yeshiva, how much Ava did the Rosh Yeshiva have? It's hard to quantify. It was so mali Ava that when he would give over the Torah, when you spoke to him in learning, he so much wanted you to know. You should understand what he's saying. He would say sometimes tifa zachin that we weren't ready to, when you learn the sugya, you're not holding by that, or bichlal, or hashkafis, or understanding maimarim, he gave you all the time of the world. It's also interesting. Normally you go ask a Rebbe Yeshayla, you ask a Rosh Yeshiva on the shir, whatever it is. So he answers your question, okay, whatever he asked, he explains it to you. But it was very interesting, very often when you would ask him a question on the shir, he would go back, he would backtrack. So, and explain more and more and more. So first of all, he wasn't cutting corners. He wanted to give you what he said. But like we said before, because there was the shir was a whole, it wasn't just boyos from this line and say the Sefarah. It was oiskabait from the Gansa Sugya that the Rishonim had to stem from what they said early and later on. So merely, that was all part of the Havana. If you ask him the question, maybe he didn't chap that we came to this because there was a whole Hemshech. But in the meantime, he showed the Ava, and matter how much, and then someone else came over. Vaitel Zal Bezach. And I remember when I first came to Yeshiva, I used to, like, if he said the Shir, I would, if the Mincha, so I waited, like, by my seat. And inadvertently, if he saw someone, a Talmud, after the Shia, he had to talk and learning. And I gained so much from it. He would just stand there and explain the Gemara and Kira, but the Ava. And like the Rosh Yeshiva, Volzayin Gazon said, then, and as a Talmud, but at Eitzel Rabbi, that's Pashid, that his whole spotless to the Rafotna, to the Rosh Yeshiva, that he was mamish, his whole chayim was from the Rosh Yeshiva. And Rav Aaron, he had it in a way, people know, it wasn't the same personality as Rafotna, not even his style of learning, but he was a Talmud. And it was a total spotless, and that's what made him so gross. Another nekuda, the Haggad Shvachei Shaleishina, that when the Rosh Yeshiva Befudna was nifta, so if I'm not mistaken, he started in the Hesped. He said he brought the Gemara in Brachis that Kimeis Rav, the Gemara in case of Mavarchim, so the Chami sat down to eat, and then they had a shot. They didn't remember if you make Zimun, only if they sat, they are Sable or even regular Yeshiva. They didn't know what the halacha was. And once they didn't know what the halacha was, it says, Ravana Barahavi, Rice Kriya, turned around, there's a Rice Kriya Nachamol. So Rashi explains that by the Hesped he writes Kriya. And then when they didn't know the halacha, it was like a Yom HaMisa. And he turned his beggar around and he writes Kriya Nachamo. I'm not sure, I don't remember exactly what the Rosh Yeshiva said, but it seems like by the Hesped, you're writing Kriya on the Etzem Aveda. But Torah is like a Torah's Chaim. When you buy the Rebbe gives you the whole Chaim, the Derech HaChaim. Or he passes into your shadows, the daily things. When the Rebbe was Nifta, Mahatas Nish, you don't have it. When they came to Meister, they didn't know what the halacha, they couldn't ask Rav, Nachamol Kriya. I remember someone wanted to tie in the chat in the two Kriyas, that the first Kriya was on Etzem Aveda, when Rav is Avek, the end of an era. So it's a different, they're going into a new era. But the whole tafgid of the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Aaron, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was to perpetuate the Beis Medrash of Rabbi. That was his whole metzias. Like was mentioned, for 40 years, he was the Talmud Neman. That Rashi says in the Vayelech, that right, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I know Acharei Moisi, that you're going to Hashchis Hashchisun. So in fact, Rashi, in the Shas Yeshua, they weren't Mashchis. So Rashi, the Malamed, that a Talmud is Chaviv al Rabbi, and the Rav says, Kolzman, my Talmud is B'chaim, it's like I'm B'chaim. And the word is the trust, that the Rosh Yeshiva Putna entrusted Rabbi with the Yeshiva, B'chayov. And he had nothing to do with in New York. He was in Eretz Yisrael, and he was entrusted with Rabbi, what more? He's come from Taivim, but he was totally entrusted to the Talmud Neman. And for the 40 years, that was his avoid in the yeshiva, to preserve, it should be the base medrash of the Rosh Yeshiva of Hutna. I remember by the Gulf War, so it was a terrible crisis then, the world was in a state of, I remember he said the world's in a state of war now, and there was a Sifa the Soyrus that the Rabbi spoke, and he gave it the Soyrus. He described the sakana of the veldt that we're in, and how important it is to do tshuva and to daven. And they instituted that the next day is Yom Kippur Katan. It was Yom Kippur Katan, and it's going to be a special Yom Tefillah. So I remember that he says, even though we never, by us, we were never Neugen based Medrash in Yom Kippur Katan, but based on the Matzav, so it's Verstanden, that now is different. It's different. But just to bring out, he didn't want to be Mishana one iota. Now, he was totally bottle and mavutal to the Rosh Yeshiva. And in truth, he aggrandized the Rosh Yeshiva because you stay over from the Rebbe, you stay over. He had so much of his own Torah, but all his Maimarim were mamish gebayt on the Rosh Yeshiva's Maimarim. And when you have a text, and you could learn into the text such amkus and such a broad havana and such tifa in yonim, and you see it all links in the words and it's left by the Talmud. What more is the Hagelim still living with Rashi Ravoda? Maybe even more so in a way. And he gave us the Vashtani, he gave us to understand and it was that everything is Tairus Rabbi and he was told, it was a total and spotless. Rav Nosson said over by the Levaya that once somebody asked him a question, and he was sitting thinking about it. It was 10 minutes, 12 minutes, the person was getting impatient. He said, Rashi, what are you thinking? He said, I'm thinking, what would my Rebbe say about this Shaila? That's what I'm thinking. So then he said, the different mice said that there was a very great Talmud Chacham that was very close to Rav Hutna, and he was Nifta, and that day the Rosh Yeshiva had to say Shir and Maral Shir, and he said his own Yachas Lav Davki would travel so far to that Levaya, but he said that the Rosh Yeshiva of Hutna would have gone to Levaya. How can I go to Levaya? He lived all the time with the Rosh Yeshiva. I just want to end with something that's in the Sefer. It's called Kavis Maimarim, that Yedidenu of Nechemiah Foya, who's like Talmud Muzak of the Rosh Yeshiva, and especially the Rosh Yeshiva over the years, he said Maimarim on Yom Tovim, like Rav Hutna, and there were very deep in Maimarim. At the time, I didn't really understand, all of them. We got it, but it was a little bit elusive. He didn't want any of them to be forgotten, and he made it a life's project, among other things, to print the Maimarim, to be true and accurate to what the Rosh Yeshiva said, and to be accurate in all the Havana and the Amkus and the whole picture of what Rosh Yeshiva said. So he printed a Kavitz Maimarim on Sukkot. I'm saying it to show that he had Talmidim Nemanim, that every word's precious, and the Gevaldik Simcha when he printed it, he retrieved all these treasures. How much we cherish it. So this is in Mayim Chav Ches. He brings the Mesilas Yesharim, and he attaches the Mesilas Yesharim. And L'chayrid, that it speaks who the Rosh Yeshiva was. He's speaking about himself. In Perikid Gimel, the Midah of Frishus, so the Mesilas Yesharim, he maps out what Frishus and Chassidus is. Then he says, there's a Frishus that's Kahoygen, not Kahoygen. Aval zushi kahoygen he dava muchrach ba'avoida v'daki shall call adam ha'ivei Hashem Yisparach. That preaches of the dava, it's muchrach. If anyone's ha'ivei Hashem. And then at the end, Rosh Yeshiva brings, that Dr. Mesilas Yesharim, and im tishal, you ask, if it's a dava ha'muchrach, and you must have it, so why weren't Chacham Mechayev everybody to in the Midah of Precious? So he says, yeah, because we're not going to say, because of the Dabba, Shane, Rav Tzibah, Yilchel, and Lamed, but Seif Kol Seif, Rav Tzibah can't do it. Rav Tzibah can't be Chassidim, Achtai Lem Shiyu Tzadikim. However, Hasridim, Asher Ba'am, those remain, those who are the Chlibin, the Haven of Mention, the ones who are separated from the Am, they're in their own Madrega. Hachafetzim, Lizkais, Likrivasai. They want to be Zaych in that Kivus Elikim that comes through Precious. Ulizakais, Bishusam, Lichol Shar Hamain Hanitlabahem. And they want to be Mazaka to the rest of the Hamain of people that are totally in them. So Lahem on them is the Magia, the Kaya Mishnas Chasidim that others can't keep. And we go through the whole Seder of Precious, because it's the Efshah for the whole Ummah to be in that Maila, to be in Maila Achas. So the Pachas Yechidei Skula Yimtzu Asher Yechinu As Asma Chana Gemura. The Yechidei Skula will find it through their special Achana. Those who are making themselves to be zaycha yisku gam habilti mukhanim alavasai, and the hashvah sashchina of Yisbarach. Like the darshan, that would mean him shabululav yavoyu elu v'yachapru alelu. That the dalim minim are all diverse, like the tamin reich and the tamin orech and tamin, and by coming together the mechab elu alelu. So the Rosh Yeshiva, Ramarin, is Medayik in the Mesilas Yesharim, even though he fears ice, that Ayidei, the Muchanim, will be Zoycha, the Bilti Muchanim. And those who are Muchan to Avasi Yisbarach, will come out of Shloas Hashchina, but if you Medayik, how the Mesilas Yesharim defines and identifies the Sri Deyam, those who are Shaykh to this Midah, so he says, Achasridim asher ba'am hachfeitzim lizkais likirvasa yisbarach. And to be the lizkais zakais b'schusim l'kol sharamayim. They want to be mezakeh everybody. So the kavana of those who are roy for precious is not for themselves alone. They want to carry the whole nation with them. So Zakhtar Marin, Derech Melitza, I'm going to say a shaf of art, he says, that if someone is going to go ahead and want to reach precious, and he leaves the rest of the people behind, he's a pirish from that people. Oh, that's my right to Leah's chassid. He himself wants to be a chassid. Umichlal Yisrael, any day of the other. And the rest of Klal Yisrael, he doesn't know anything about it. I don't know anything about what the rest of Klal Yisrael. Who yodea shekol haKlal Yisrael loyia chassidim? He knows they won't be chassidim. El who roi to Leah's chassid? That's a moment of a person that's evil. Now the Sridim Shabbaam, the Chafetim, Lizakos, Likavas, and Lizakos, Bishusam, Bukola, Sharam, and Islam. Zel Chafetim. They want to elevate everyone with themselves. And then Vaita, he says, where did Mesil Shom know it from? He says, Neredik Orion. I'm going to finish. That's what the Mesil Shom brings with Kachtim, Lechambiyem, and Rishain. That you take all the minim together and the mechapa elu al elu. So this is geboit on the pasuk haboina b'shamayim maloisav. The Eibishter is boina in the him on in the heavens maloi his greatness his malchus or his exalted milamayla va'agudas el eretz yisada and it's aguda el eretz yisada. So Chazal darshin. When is the Eibish the Boinim Shemayim Maloisav? That's only the Yisoid Abinyan is when it's Agudus HaBaretz, when the Aguda, when all of Klal Yisrael are together and they're here together and they're binding together to bring out covered Shemayim, then comes out the Eibish the Boinim by Shemayim Maloisav. He said, Hashem Yisroch, Yesh Le Zika Gedel La Oritz. He had Gvaldi Zika attachment and in the direction of the Oritz, towards the Oritz. V'chein Kova La Atzmai, Shekol Koyche Lisnase Bishamayim, Enu El Kefima She Yosef Yisroch Baritz. That the Abish was Kiveya. That when is the Abish exalted in the Shemayim? It's only when the Yisroch of this binyan that's in the Shemayim, it's kaboyt on the Yisrael that's in the Aretz. The Aretz is the Yisrael for that binyan. When the Aretz, all the components of Klal Yisrael are be'achdus and together, and boy elam chabro elam, and everyone gets the milus of the esrig, I imagine, and all the milus of each other. If that's ois kaboyt over here, then the Eibishter is misnase. So Zot Ramarin, well, I'm not going to read it now. That the Muslim held that if a person wants to be Oyvan Hashem, it has to model the Eibishter. How the Eibishter is blinded by Shemayim. How is the Eibishter exalted? By the copy of the Eibishter only when it's a good day, when they're blinded by Chabra Elu. So if a person wants to reach the heights, he wants to be Meremim himself and be Makasha himself to the Eibishter through Precious. It's only if it's agudasei ba'aretz. It's only if everyone that's below in the side of the aretz is everyone's together and everyone's shaykh that inyan. But if you want to go alone, you're going to be alone. B'chein mazoi semeres she'odam who parish whom yasridim ba'am whom evakish dvekasei yisbarach. He wants the dvekas of Hashem who boina ma'lois of Hashemayim. And he's building the milus in the Shemayim. Elma Aretz, whom Rabbi Yodva, he wants to, he's weakening his hands from the other people. Because the milus of the Eibish in the Shemayim is only Agudasei Be'eretz Yisada. So the Daki Avoida has to resemble the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So you can only reach those, that was the Rosh Shiva. I mean, some of the Rosh Shivas. I'm sure the thing is under your Rosh Shiva. That there's no such thing. I want to reach a Madrega. They took all of us. I mean, me, whatever. Well, that we're not on this Madrega. But this, when he was, but he was, they say it was the Haben of men, she was a Mila. He was Hezekiah La'aretz. No, he was in this world. He was grounded in this world. The Milo was, that's where he lived. That's who he cared about. But he was Meroyim everybody. That was his Avodah. But the way he learned up the Mesil Zasharim was Mibsari Echza. He was saying, he was writing his own, like it says by the Melech, the Karab HaKol Mechayev. So, he has a Sefer Torah, so the Bavust, Rashiva Rufuna brings from the Alta B'Shem the Chassam Seifa that a person writes his own biography. That whenever you have a, what, you know what to do, the Karabai, you read in the Torah, Kol Yom Echayev, your whole life story, you read in the Torah. And then you have your Shalom, you consult the Torah, and that's how you live. So that's your biography. The Rashiva is writing his own biography over here. That with that Gevalda Ga'ava, and that attachment, and that would breed that we should be wanted to be makusha to him, and like the Rashiva Sulfang mentioned that he wasn't just for his yeshiva, for the whole world. And he built up such a yeshiva, not just Tom like a big yeshiva. Everyone was totally in him. He was our everything. He was our life. You know, we got very crowded in the Beis Medrash on Yom Narayim. People came from, you know, for the special of Yom Narayim. They wanted to make another minion. They couldn't make another minion. People were crushed. How could you have Yom Narayim without Rav Aaron, without the Rosh Hashiva? So Maisa, you can learn different things from you. So you see this Gavaldaga caring for Klai Yisrael. So you see the Achrayas. You see the Achrayas, what it means in Adam Gadol. And from that we can learn our own Achrayas. I remember when we were in Koyal, he brought us in. He says, that when is Hashem Melech B'Sasei Rosh Hayom? So he said, you are the Rosh Hayom. Your example, that will make the yeshiva. So on one hand, he was trying to be Meraim us. But when he was really trying, he says, you have Achrayas. You're shying away. You have Achrayas for everybody else. You have to help uplift everybody. And that was the Metzius. So we can learn from the Rosh Hashiva what it means to give over the Torah Ba'ava. If someone's a Melamed Torah, or every father gives over Chaim to his child, that's Dafka Ba'ava. What it means to be a Talmud. That it's not just I'm getting such a precious thing. I'm getting the chayim alein. What it means to be a balachrayis, and like the Rosh that he's shavkes chay chayim lekol chay. At time of this, you could just chop and take and be zayich and take these things. Ayadei will be a gavaldega aliyah for the Rosh Hashiva. They can say the bracha. And Yehi Zichrei Baruch.